The following production is based on a novel written in 1881 by a 9-year-old child. The spelling and grammar, including typos, has been left unedited and read as originally written. The audiobook you're listening to was produced over the course of 2 years. Many of the young actors in this production don't sound or perform the way they do now. Their performances in this production are not a reflection of how skilled they are now. They're just a reflection of how long it takes to make an audiobook. And now, back to the young visitors, or Mr. Saltina's plan.
Chapter 12, How It Ended. Mr. Saltina, by the aid of the Earl and the kindness of the Prince of Wales, managed to get the job of sole crate, and any day might be seen in Hyde Park or Piccadilly, galloping madly up the royal carriage in a smart suit of green velvet with knickerbockers complete. At first he was rather terrified, as he was not used to riding, and he found his horse bumped him a good deal, and he had to cling on desperately to his flowing mane.
At other times, the horse would stop dead, and Mr. Saltina would use his spurs in bad language with no avail.
But he soon got more used to his fresh and sultry seat, and his Royal Highness seemed satisfied.
We are very much amused.
The Earl continued his merry life at the compartment, so finally he fell in love with one of the noble ladies who haunted them.
She was not so pretty as Ethel, as she had rather a bulgy figure, and brown eyes, but she had a lovely ribbon tresses and a pointed nose and a rose-like complexion of a dainty hue.
She had very nice feet and plenty of money. Her name was Lady Helena Herring, and her age was 25, and she made it well with the Earl. Mr. Saltina grew very lonely after the Earl was married, and he could not bear a single life anymore, so failing Ethel, he married one of the maids-in-waiting at Buckingham Palace by name Bessie Top, a pleasant girl of 18 with a round red face and rather starry eyes. So now that all our friends are married, I will add a few words about their families.
Ethel and Bernard returned from their honeymoon with a son and heir and a nice fat baby called Ignatius Bernard.
They soon had 6 more children, 4 boys and 3 girls, and some of them were twins, which was very exciting.
Wow.
The Earl only got 2 rather sickly girls, called Helen and Marie, because the last one looked slightly French.
Mr. Saltina had a large family of 10, 5 of each, but it grew very morose as the years rolled by and his little cottage was very noisy, and his wife was a bit annoying at times, especially when he took to dreaming of Ethel and wishing he could have married her.
Mr. Saltina!
Still, he was a pious man in his way and found relief in prayer.
Bernard Clark was the happiest of our friends, as he left Ethel to the bitter end, and so did she him, and they had a nice house, too.
The Earl soon got tired of his sickly daughters, and his wife had a savage temper. So he thought he would divorce her and try again, but he gave up the idea after several attempts and decided to offer it up as a mortification.
So now, my readers, we will say farewell to the characters in this book. The end of The Young Visitors or Mr. Saltina's Plan by Daisy Ashford.
This is a Cartesian Theater production with Rebecca Stern as the narrator, Jackson Anderson as Mr. Saltina, Leanna Doyle as Ethel Montague, Lady Helena Herring and Bessie Top, Alison Mercier as Bernard Clark, Stephen Shelmerdine as the Earl of Clincham, J.D. Triolo as the Prince of Wales, and Sarai Gonzalez as Marie. Mr. Saltina's screaming children were played by Jackson Anderson, Leanna Doyle, Alison Mercier, and Sarai Gonzalez. Music for this chapter, Consort for Brass, and Écossaise in E-flat were composed and performed by Kevin MacLeod, Incompetech.com, and are licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. The Young Visitors, or Mr. Saltina's Plan, was written by Daisy Ashford, published in 1919, and is in the public domain. Thank you for listening to The Young Visitors, or Mr. Saltina's Plan.
The Cartesian Theater hopes you have enjoyed this program.